Today's podcast is about sport and keeping healthy while in school and during sports. And so I got to sit down with Brian Crewson. He is a personal trainer for Popeye's Gym in Kitchener. And he's just going to tell us a little bit about how to stay healthy during school. What would you recommend to an athlete who is serious about their sport?
I would recommend that an athlete who is serious about their sport make sure that, for one, they stay with their education and their studies, because without their studies, it's hard to further themselves in their sport, because most sports go into post-secondary education, like university and such things like that, before you can go into professional levels. As well as I'd recommend getting like a trainer or a coach or someone to work with in the off-season, because if you don't train really hard and really smart in the off-season, it's really difficult to succeed and overcome any obstacles that you're going to face in the upper levels of your sport.
And what do you view are some of the weaknesses that most athletes have when going up to the next level of play?
I find athletes are underprepared for what they're going to be coming up against. They generally don't have a good knowledge of what they would do in an off-season, what they would do to prepare. So they generally come in without the necessary skills and without being physically prepared for what they're about to endure.
Well, some of the players, I assume, would be in school. So why is it necessary that students keep active during the school term?
During the school term, it's important to keep active. For one, you need to keep your stress levels as low as possible. And keeping active keeps those endorphins going to promote, again, less stress, but helps you to learn better as well. Because stress levels can hinder a lot of things. It produces different hormones in your body, which can hinder your ability to think.
Mm-hmm. And going with a balanced diet, why is it important that students maintain a balanced diet, like in school? Like, is it important?
It's absolutely important. If you don't have a good diet, you're going to notice lack of energy, you're going to suffer sleep deprivation too. You really need to make sure you're maintaining a really balanced diet of good, make sure you get lots of sugars, not lots of sugars, but good sugars. Like, you want your high carb diet sort of thing. Mostly when you're studying a lot, you need high carbs because your brain uses a lot of energy. But students often have high carbs all the way through the year. That's going to be a big detriment to their health in the long run.
And I know personally, I love taking breaks during school. So should athletes take breaks during their studying? And if so, how can this be beneficial?
Athletes, as well as anyone else, should take breaks during their study. It's actually, a lot of studies nowadays are showing that if you study for a long period of time at once, it's actually not as good for you as for taking breaks. If you took breaks, say, every half an hour, 45 minutes, like a 10-minute break, and then went back during that little 10-minute break, maybe eat something or review what you just learned, you're going to learn almost twice as much as you would for like an 8-hour period where you're cramming. If you take that 8 hours and you take breaks every 45 minutes, you're going to learn way more than in an 8-hour period where you're just studying.
Okay, well, I've heard also that the time of day can affect how well students learn. Is there any truth to this?
It seems to be that there might be some truth to that. What they're finding now is that the morning period from about 8 in the morning till 12 is the best time for a student to learn. The worst time, between 4 and 6. There's no real reason for this yet, but this is just what they're finding out now.
Okay, and you know, people say get 8 hours of sleep, that's the recommended amount or whatnot. Why is 8 hours considered the recommended amount of sleep that someone should get?
8 hours is just the recommended. It's really between 7 and 9 for just any person. What it is, they want to make sure you're getting the amount of REM sleep you need, because REM sleep's where your body's going to heal itself, repair itself, and where a lot of extra learning will be done. So if you're someone who don't know how much time you need to sleep, what I would suggest you do is set your alarm for 9 or 10 hours, and when you wake up, that's when you wake up, you get up, and you go.
I always wondered why, I'd sleep in so long, and then I'd be even more tired because I slept so long. But yeah, maybe I'll try that next time. And right now, I just want to thank you for doing this interview with me, and I hope you have the best of luck in your sport and your personal training. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.